If everyone would like to look at the back page of that agenda that was passed out.
Point of order. Since it's a separate meeting, I believe we have to do roll call.
Right. So we're looking at the agenda. Roll call's right at, towards the top of that. After seating of our secretary. Well, I suppose that we need to reverse that order since roll call needs to come first, right? Okay.
I didn't get a chance to say it.
Mr. Secretary, do you have the roll call? I'm going to take the roll again before they seat you. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander?
Here.
Sharon Brown?
Here.
Sandy Childs?
Here.
Roberta Eidman?
Here.
Stephen Frantz?
Here.
I am here. That's Jamie Gomez. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Ricardo Hernandez?
Present.
Steve Kaiser?
Here.
Doug Kriegel?
Here.
Maggie LaPique?
Here.
Ali Lexa?
Present.
Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Ray Sapor?
Here.
Myla Reason?
Here.
Adam Rice?
Yep.
Mansoor Sabah?
Present.
Paul Song?
Here.
Fernando Velasquez?
Present.
Sabina Virgo?
Here.
Lisa Wong?
Here.
Michael Adler?
Here.
Okay. I'm going to ask if there's any...
Did you say Dorothy Wright?
I did not. Dorothy Wright?
Here.
Thank you. Is there anyone opposed to seating Michael Adler, our local station board secretary, as secretary of the delegates assembly?
Michael is wonderful. Thank you.
Hearing no objection, he is so seated, and I'm going to turn this role back over to him. Okay. Thank you. At our last meeting, we had agreed to ask Fred Blair and Charles Fredericks to be our STV tellers for this meeting. Is there anyone opposed to them being our tellers for election of our directors? Hearing none, I'm going... Yes. Oh, we haven't gotten to approval of the agenda yet. We will.
Sorry, what was that again?
So I'm asking if there's any objection to Fred Blair and Charles Fredericks being our STV tellers for the director's election. And there was none, so they are our STV tellers.
Thank you both.
I'm going to ask if anyone would like to move to approve the December 11th, 2016 Delegates Assembly Minutes.
Would you like to say something? I looked them over. Okay.
I looked them over and suggested some minor typo corrections and emailed that to Barbara Marbach, the acting secretary, and to Jamie, and to Michael Adler, the current secretary. So I'd like to move that we postpone the approval of the minutes until those minor changes are made.
Second.
In the draft minutes.
Second.
They're too numerous to go over them. It would take too long. I suggest we...
I second your motion.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing those. If you could send me that email again.
I sent it this morning.
Okay.
Oh.
That's probably why I haven't gotten it. So
this is absurd.
Okay. Please wait for public comments. Thank you. So I have an objection to approving the minutes at this point. And a second.
Yeah.
All those in favor of tabling the Delegates Assembly minutes for December 2016 until our next Delegates Assembly meeting, please raise your hands.
Let's get past it.
Thank you, Myla. Are there any objections to approving, to post-tabling the minutes for the Delegates Assembly of December 2016 to the next Delegates Assembly meeting? Okay, there's one objection.
Two
objections.
No, I didn't.
Oh, no.
Okay, so there's one objection. So, well, okay, so any abstentions? I'll abstain.
The lady on the end, how did you vote?
Yes.
You voted yes? Okay. I didn't see you. Okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Secretary, what was the vote?
18 approved, 2 opposed, 3 abstained.
Okay, so we will postpone approval of the delegates' minutes. Okay. We will table it, right. Okay, we would like to approve the proposed agenda. I know that there was already a request to have
public comment
before the election. So do I have a motion from anyone on the board on where to place that public comment on the agenda?
Can we place 5 minutes of it before each thing? Before each vote?
What? Only one vote.
Okay. I'm asking for a motion of where to insert public comments on the agenda.
To insert public comments.
Right.
If Adam wants to make that motion.
Well, no, that's why I was actually putting it out to the group. We don't want to take up a ton of time, but it seems fair to let...
Make a motion.
Yeah, please.
Well, that's why I was asking for your opinions, but okay. I would say, can we add, like, maybe...
Point of order.
Okay.
Somebody needs to either make a motion. This is not appropriate to be having discussion right now. Somebody has to make a motion, and then we discuss the motion.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I make a motion to have public comment before the staff and the listener election for a period of, how many people we got? 8 minutes apiece.
It's 15 by the schedule.
Okay. The motion is to have 8 minutes before listener elections, 8 minutes before staff elections. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor? One, two. Okay. Fine.
Okay, 13.
All opposed? Any abstentions? It's approved by consensus.
Are we in that 8 minutes now?
No.
We haven't approved the agenda yet. We just did it, right?
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second. Anyone opposed? Hearing no opposition, the agenda is approved. We're going to open up nominations for, do we want to do, on the agenda it says staff election first.
Right.
Jan?
Are we ready for public comment?
No, the public comment will occur before the vote. Before the vote.
Ah, so we still do
just
that.
Preceding the vote.
Okay.
So right now we're doing nominations for staff. Jan?
I'm sorry. I also wanted to know if
I didn't add it to my question before, and that is...
Please, point of information.
Okay.
Speak up.
Point of information, and that is during public comment, should we allow the listeners to actually ask the candidates' questions or just make comments, because we've had it go both ways. And I just think that we should just make that decision now and then stick with whatever decision we have.
As long as it's within the eight-minute time frame, I feel that that it should be okay for them to ask questions.
There's a point of order here. The public comment is not subject to the rules of Robert's Rules of Order, so the public can say anything. And if the candidates get up and somebody says, when did you stop beating your wife, or how come you voted for Hitler, the candidate will not have a chance to deal with the issue. So it's going to be like a pillory, I would predict.
Okay, noted. Thank you.
Well,
so we're on nominations. Do we have any nominations for listener candidate? Mansoor?
Pardon me,
point of order. We're doing staff.
Staff.
I'm sorry, my bad. Do we have any nominations for the staff election? Mansoor?
Jonathan Alexander. He's also in. I second.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander has been nominated for staff director. Reza?
Fernando Velasquez.
Fernando Velasquez has also been nominated. I don't believe we need a second for nominations.
Oh, okay, good.
Who is the second person?
Fernando Velasquez. Are there any other nominations for listener candidates for director?
Staff
candidates for director. Thank you, Adam, for keeping me honest.
Be kind to Jean now. It's his first day in the job.
Second. But who's counting? Okay. Hearing no other nominations for staff election are now closed. At this point, I will turn it over to our tellers for the staff election. Okay. So let's hear from.
We got the public comment.
Okay. Jonathan Alexander, if you would like to make a statement, please.
Okay. Greetings, everyone. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm John Alexander. I've been at KPFK for about 13 and a half years. For about the last 11 years, I've been the IT guy. I guess I've been doing IT for the national office maybe now for about 4 years. That's through about four or five executive directors, about 6 to 8 general managers. One interim program director, and yes, I do agree the next program director should be bilingual. We have a situation here at Pacifica where if you want to hit the bricks running, especially with programming, that would likely be a very good job qualification. We need someone who understands the sound of radio, what good radio sounds like, regardless of your content. You can talk about anything, and if you have a good, polished show, people are going to stop when they're going by, and then you catch them with your content. There are so many things that we can do that can make our programming sound better, so many things that we can do in terms of promotion and cross-promotion, so we can actually direct people instead of just moving their show and then having the listener try to figure out what happened to it, if it's on the air or at all.
Okay.
How much time do I have?
Oh, wait, he's like 30.
Okay. And I guess I could actually speak about the topic of being on the national board since I have extra time. I think it'd be a very good idea if you nominate me for an additional year on the national board. This will make my 5th year in governance altogether. We've done a lot of things, and I believe we've made a lot of progress on the national board in the past year. The thing that everybody knows is killing Pacifica is governance and the factionalism on governance. And I believe I've seen that changing slowly but surely on the national level. And I think I can help that happen and get good professional management is what we need in all of our positions, not just locally, but nationally. It's the only way we can do it. The only way to compete in today's world is to step up and have professional management, professional-sounding programs, and we can do that regardless of who's on the air. We have the resources. We have some of the greatest people in radio, and we can train them to make polished radio if they do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Fernando?
How much time do I have?
I've been with Pacifica Radio over 35 years. I have worn many hats, news director twice, producer, engineer, producer, engineer again. I have had the opportunity to place Pacifica Radio in the world map by doing live broadcasts with several countries simultaneously with KPFK. I have collaborated with PAI and KPFA to do simultaneous translations on important issues. I do have the inclination, I do believe that we are being doing a bad service to the Asian American community, to the Native American community. If you elect me for this post, I can promise you that that will change. I made will take every step possible and necessary to make sure that no one is left out of the Pacifica signal, because it is not fair. It is not according to the Pacifica mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Fernando. We're going to open it up to board questions of candidates, and I've asked Sabina to take a cue for any board members that would like to ask questions.
I have a question for Jonathan. Do you put in more than 3 hours a week on the national board? What's an estimate of how much effort is required?
Emails alone is 3 hours a week. Meetings, we do anywhere from 2 to 3 meetings a month, because we'll have a meeting and a continuation meeting or a special meeting. I would say in the course of a week, you can easily do 8 hours on national board stuff, communicating with people. I mean, there's a lot of things on a national level that aren't controversial that we don't fight over. Because the business of running the foundation is serious. We have a lot of legal problems. What Lydia was talking about was very important when it comes to legal battles of the past and different signal areas affecting what's going on here. I believe that we need to work together as one network, as a larger entity. The larger and stronger you are in this country, in this world, in these times, the better your chances of survival. And right now, our survival is in peril.
Jonathan, you were also next to...
That was Jonathan.
I thought he was answering a question. Okay, Mansoor.
Thank you. You mentioned the PNB is changing, transforming. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, for the last year, among other problems, the PNB hasn't had adequate representation from New York. A lot of our problems stem from New York, and... For whatever reason, whatever you believe the reason is that we couldn't get directors from New York seated, it can't make any sense, because our bylaws say you have to have 4 directors from each signal area. Hopefully that will change at the end of this month. It seems to me sometimes that people are not so entrenched in their sides, in at least the last few months, that we're able to start working together, especially when you have serious problems. Again, everything isn't something that even the factions disagree on, because business jumps in. I mean, you get a simple situation where all of a sudden one of your units just loses $93,000 from something that had nothing to do with them.
Jamie?
Okay. Yeah, I have a question. And the question is...
I'm sorry.
Didn't he say time?
That's right. Yeah.
Sound like time to me.
I thought this is a Q&A with the delegates. It's not like about the certain to finish.
Yeah, we don't need to keep time. That's fine.
No, at least I want to hear the end of his sentence.
Yeah, if you're not...
I was done.
Okay. So correct me if I'm wrong, Jonathan, but I thought I heard you saying that this would be your fifth year as on the PNB as a director?
Yes,
No. A few years ago, I was on the PNB. I did a three-year, I'm sorry, on the local board, on the LSB. I did a term locally for 3 years. And then last year, I decided to run again. And so this will be my second year, if elected, on the PNB. But I did previously 3 years on the LSB, I guess back around 2010.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Adam?
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm calling. I'm calling on people.
Okay. No,
Adam and then Reza.
So Jonathan gave a pretty good breakdown of what he thinks we need to do to step up our program at KPFK. What do you think that we need to do, and what will you do on the national board to do that?
Fernando.
It seems to me, I agree with Jonathan, we have talented people in Pacifica, but the supervision of our sound, the placing of the programming, the sequence of the programming, and the way it excludes certain communities, it could be improved. We could, every new community that we include in our programming, it means more listeners, but it means more community involvement in solving collective problems that require collective answer. And by leaving those communities out, we are also leaving those inputs, inputs from those communities into solving collective problems. If we include those communities that are being excluded right now, that means we have a chance of doing much better with our programming. Now, the quality of our programming, it could be vastly improved if we only have a sequential, intelligent continuity that is quite cohesive, that you know that the programs follow each other like a chapter in a book. That is not happening on KPFK. It could be greatly improved with the proper guidance, with the proper program director.
Thank you. Reza?
Yes, Fernando.
My microphone.
I remember when you were in charge of the news department. I was coming to the station, 25, you know, younger kids being trained by you. KPFK News Department were in all over L.A. and some other. I was proud of that, you know, news department compared to present time that we have 15 minutes. You know, rest of them is from up north. If you, what do you have, you know, a suggestion that we could build up the same news department that you used to do it, you know, please?
My answer goes beyond the news department, because if you do have community organizations, grassroots organizations from throughout our signal area involved with KPFK, doing collective work, citizen reporting, where you train people properly at the station so they can, whatever they are within our signal area, to respond to whatever's happening in their community, we could increase exponentially increase the kind of coverage and programming and quality programming that we could have. But you need the collaboration of the program director and the other programmers and the station, because when important issues are happening at one point, you're not going to need, you cannot wait until 6 o'clock to put it on the air. You need to be able to interrupt any kind of programming whenever it's happening to keep our community updated at the soonest possible time. And that is synchronicity between programmers, program director, and the leadership at KPFK.
Okay, if there's no one else, we're ready to go to public comments before voting.
70 seconds.
Anybody? Okay. Wait, hold on. Thank you. I think Fernando Velasquez is a very suitable candidate. This man is very committed to the Pacifica mission for too many years. He's extremely sincere. This is a man that I feel that has the soul of a selfless position working on a geopolitical basis. What he says is always about the collectivity. And that's what Pacifica needs. It has always needed. And it needs it now and tomorrow. And I feel that Fernando Velasquez would fill this position and represent very well KPFK at the Pacifica National Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
As former employee, I just want to say that all of the wonderful people that I see here on the local station board that I work with that are staff reps, I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart because I know it's not an easy thing to do. But you truly do represent the staff. And in particular, Jonathan, I wish you good luck on this. This is just my personal thing. I really do hope that you get to the national level and you can... Your energy, your honesty, you're one of the most honest people I know. And I would trust you with my children. I would trust you with my home. I would trust you with whatever. There's few people that I trust, and it's you, and it's Maggie, and Ali, and this lady here, and Terry Guy. If Terry Guy ever runs for anything, just give it to him. But don't give it to him. Don't give it to him because he works way too hard. It's just because I work so closely with you, and I know how honest you are, and you stand up when something isn't right, you say, no, that's not right. So I just want to wish you luck with that so much.
I had two quick questions to both candidates. One is what role you would play in bringing issues of governance to the staff in general and to communication between the staff and the listeners. And the second is what role you would play in terms of both promotion and fundraising or development for Pacifica, specifically in terms of building alliances with other, what role you play as a board member in building alliances with other media that have similar missions to Pacifica's. Thank you.
Okay. Fernando, you want to take that first?
May I?
I'm keeping track.
I like to see staff members, paid and unpaid staff, have the opportunity, especially during the fund drive time, to say why they're there at Pacifica, to speak from their heart to people listening, to engage grassroots organizations and the community in seeking ways to support each other, especially the badly, badly needed visibility and promotion KPFK needs.
Thank you. Jonathan?
Your first question again was?
What role you would play in communicating the governance issues to the staff and improving communication to the staff and the listeners?
Okay. That's a little tricky. The staff is a lot like the average voter. Sometimes they like to vote and then not worry about governance. I'm sure those of you who have been on governance for a while notice how rare it is when we actually get people, everyday staff, in here. We're blessed to have Teddy and Christine here today. It was great. But I do try to get around, and I speak with all the staff because I represent them. I don't represent my opinion here. I represent the people who voted for me and what they want. And sometimes that's a little difficult in the situation, especially at Pacifica. And I would hope in the future to get more reports out to the staff. But mostly what I do is I walk around and I talk to people and I try to get a consensus for everyone. I'm fortunate that I provide tech support, so I get to talk to everybody on a pretty regular basis. I get to talk to a lot of listeners when they call in on a regular basis when they're talking about things. And so I get a good consensus. And I'll tell you one last thing in conclusion. This difference between, like, the staff and listener reps is kind of weird, because as staff people at KPFK, we work for the listener. Who do we care about more than the listener? And I think that's part of that division between paid and unpaid staff sometimes is a little artificial. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. We have about 2 minutes left.
Wait, I'm sorry. He had a second part to the question.
Okay, we're going to run out of time for public comments.
It's up to you guys. I don't know.
This shouldn't be part of the 8 minutes.
Right. Okay, well, it was set up as part of the 8 minutes during the agenda, when we approved the agenda. I said as long as questions and answers were within the 8 minutes, then they would be okay. So please, go ahead.
Okay, I want to...
point out that Fernando has been with Pacifica for 35 years. He has all kinds of experience. He's very, very knowledgeable about history. He's very, very knowledgeable about politics here in the U.S. and worldwide. I highly recommend that you guys vote for Fernando because he will be a great representative. Thank you.
Thank you. Last person, Mr. Barnett.
Oh. We pay nothing for our license. NBC pays nothing for their television license, their radio license. Part of that deal is public input. For 50 years, we had public meetings of our national board and our local boards, and that's gone. We now have telephonic meetings. We have no input from the public. I'm really glad that this regime change didn't occur with B-52s. In the rest of the world, that's how it happens. And now they're stealing our money. They steal the left's money in order to get rid of the left. And that's what they're doing, and now we don't have public meetings. I want to see whoever gets elected make sure we start having physical meetings with our listeners and our staff.
Thank you. Tellers?
Charles, you want to start handing out the ballots?
I don't think it's worth turning.
This is going to be a IRB election. That's instant runoff. That's a special case of STV voting. Since this has got, there's only one position to be filled. So, please, on your ballots, what we want you to do is we want you to write the person's name that you're ranking number one and put the rank number on the left side of the name. And you can write in as many candidates as you want, including write-in candidates. You can rank one person or you can rank two people, even though there's two people running. But please make it as clear as possible. If you're going to hand in a blank ballot, please write present not voting or something of that nature so the tellers know that you didn't make a mistake and not vote. Okay, and please just fold the ballot simply over once, not multiple times. And
there's only one person.
And Charles, you want to collect the ballots?
If you like, you don't have to.
And is there any questions about voting?
Oh, thanks.
Of course it happened.
It's too familiar.
Yeah.
My
missionaries,
they went around the south.
Oh, you're quite familiar.
Yeah, the collection.
Where's your deficit?
Thank you. I was they keep coming around. They might get
a... Just anybody.
Get that price
out. We get into their balance. What is the dollar bill?
That's for me.
Somebody put a dollar bill in there? A check for the teller. You and Charles, fight over it.
It's not standard.
That's a write-in vote.
Standard vote about a dollar bill?
No.
How do you put it better?
How many colors do you have?
Okay. Leslie Radford. She.
How come I didn't hear? 24.
Yeah, there's only 24 people on that board. Leslie Radford.
Hello.
General manager.
Hold on.
Ex officio member. Like.
Okay.
She doesn't vote anymore.
Right. I guess it's.
That's him. It's all good.
Everything has a
so everybody's here.
Oh, okay.
Jamie, we're all going to see you.
Hey, can we get a...
Point of order. We got a member walking around handing out materials. That's what I'm saying. He's okay. A member of the audience.
The national board member.
It's okay.
Still,
it's okay.
Till the end of the day.
Hey, Mike.
Doesn't work.
I watched it all year. Yeah.
Don't let it slip my imagination.
I was going to say something, but I held my tongue.
Looks like 17-7 to me.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm going to let the chair make the announcement. Jonathan went down the first round. He had 17 votes to Fernando's 7, 24 ballots for him.
It's Ken. Ken is treasurer.
Give Ken the dollar.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
going to need 2 signatures when you turn that in, Ken.
Okay. Attention. Is this on? Sound? Sound? Testing. I don't.
Could everybody sit down and hush?
Testing.
Mostly the hush part.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can anyone hear me out there?
Order.
Is the speaker working? No speaker's working.
The panel is working here, but I don't understand why the speaker went off.
Okay, can we try another?
There you go.
All right. Testing. Okay. I can hear myself now.
I think I can hear it.
Thank you. You're in the house. Jonathan Alexander has been elected 17 on the first round, 17-7, 24 ballots being cast. Congratulations, Jonathan, for being on your reelection.
I'd rather do what you would do.
Plus. Okay. Thank you very much for your cooperation. Do I have? I'm going to open it up to nominations for our listeners, listener directors nominations. Myla?
I'd like to nominate Jan Goodman.
Okay. I have a nomination for Jan Goodman. Any other nominations?
I'd like to
nominate Steve Kaiser.
I'd like to nominate Grace Aaron.
I have a nomination for Grace Aaron. Any other nominations? Adam?
I'd like to nominate Sharon and Reza. As a matter of fact, I'd like to nominate everybody in the room that's eligible.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay, let's do it one at a let's do it one at a time.
You know?
Okay, who would you like to nominate first?
Sharon.
Okay, one moment. And
Sharon Brown.
Sharon Brown, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay.
Reza Poor.
Okay, one moment. Reza?
Yes.
Okay.
Let him.
Anyone else?
No.
Okay. Roberta Eidman declines. Okay.
Myla.
Okay, one moment.
Point of order. Yeah. Point of order. This is dilatory. Check with the parliamentarian. He'll tell you.
Okay.
I am parliamentarian. It is dilatory.
What?
It's dilatory. You're wasting our time. Okay.
Barbara?
I'd like to nominate Mansour.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm sorry, and that was Reza Poor and Mansour. Okay. Do I have any other nominations? Dorothy?
Jan Goodman.
Okay, Jan Goodman's been nominated already. Okay. And any other nominations? Hearing no other nominations, I will close nominations at this point. We have 5 people nominated: Jan Goodman, Grace Aaron, Sharon Brown, Reza Poor, and Mansour Sabah. We will start out with candidate statements with Jan Goodman.
Could I possibly be later?
Grace Aaron? If we could move to candidate statements from Grace Aaron.
Okay.
Using my last person because
Sharon Brown.
Okay. Good. All right, can you allow me to pass out?
Use the microphone.
I'm just
going
to pass those down.
Like Sarah brought a resume.
And there's some for the community members as well. Make sure they get a copy.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Hey.
All right.
Hey, can you pass that down?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
If you allow me a couple seconds, Mr. President. Oh, thank you.
Sorry. It's the same thing.
We're good?
Whenever you're ready.
I'm going to stand. A wise person said, if you always do what you've always done, you're always going to get what you always got. Happy New Year. My name is Sharon Brown, and I'm asking for your vote to serve as director on the Pacifica National Board. A little bit about me. I was raised in a small rural town outside of Chicago, Illinois, in a large, loving, and supportive environment. I excelled in academics, leadership, played organized sports, am extremely competitive, love a challenge, and any reason to laugh. I currently live in Calabasas, have 2 children, one's a lawyer and the other's in law school in Vienna. I have a strong support team of family and friends as well. I earned a degree in political science from USC, graduate certificates in paralegal studies and publishing, and I also have a law degree from Howard University School of Law. So, why am I interested in serving on the board? My interest in serving on the board stems from my upbringing of seeing racial and economic injustice, my passion and gratitude for what Pacifica represents, and because it so resonates and aligns with most of the things that I've dedicated my life to, such as education and economic justice. I'm sure your question is, Sharon, what can you bring to this board? I'm a thought leader. I'm an independent thinker. and I will offer a fresh voice and a new outlook. I've served in leadership capacities on several nonprofit boards, which have allowed me to not only lead, but to also organize and develop the structure of these organizations from the ground up. Juggling motherhood, running my own successful business for over 28 years, and authoring and publishing over 18 books have earned me the moniker Organizational Guru from family and friends. From working in positions as an insurance trainer, underwriter, auditor, and attorney, I've gained firsthand knowledge and experience in performing business assessments and analysis and strategic planning. I have also become very good at and accustomed to making major donor asks for my experience as a business owner, and I've served on various boards. An example of this is, just last year, in serving on a board, we raised over $500,000 from our annual awards dinner. And lastly, I come from a large, colorful family, of which I am the middle child. This environment provided me with an early opportunity to gather an understanding of the complexity in dealing with many different personalities and the unenviable task of reconciling disparate interests while maintaining family balance. As well, throughout my career, I've worked and trained thousands of people from all walks of life and have frequently encountered adversarial and what others thought were hopeless situations. However, from my training and experience, I've learned to focus on outcomes and strategies and not dwell on problems, and to define and work with people to accomplish mutual goals. I pride myself on having great, long-lasting relationships with those that I know and have worked with, and whom can attest to my character, drive, competencies, and passion. I would love to help build this organization with a strategic plan, which will help to provide a roadmap to help bring the defined goals of the foundation to fruition. It is an honor to serve on this local station board, to have served as your chair this past year, and it would also be an honor to serve as your PNB director. I understand that as a director of Pacifica, one is entrusted with the huge responsibility of not only restoring but also preserving this national treasure for generations to come. And although we may have what appears to be a Herculean task ahead of us, I am confident that by working together as a cohesive team and pushing to bring out the best in each other, by encouraging each other to be actively engaged, we will get this job done. Yeah. I pledge to abide by the mission of the foundation and the overall interest of the listener base that we serve, to bring a deep commitment to contributing to the work of this organization, and will serve with dependability, integrity, and unity. I humbly ask for both your support and your vote today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Ray Zapor.
Yes. For years.
Use the microphone, please.
Yes. For years and years, I've been involved supporting KPFK. Every Friday, we are on the corner of, you know, Echo Park and Sunset, having demonstration, collecting 18,000 email and giving to KPFK programmer Charlene, Mohammed, Tandy, and everything. As a member of, you know, KPFK, I bring, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, to support the KPFK station. As a paralegal, I've been working with a lot of progressive, you know, lawyers that, you know, defending, you know, the Black Lives Matter in every corner of the city. I could name all these lawyers, you know, and I'm proud, you know, that the people, they vote for me to stand up and support Black Lives Matter. This is the most racist country I have ever seen compared to others, and I'm going to stand up and support the masses of people that they've been beat up by the police, and we know 316 of them being killed by the LAPD, and nothing has been done.
Thank you, Reza. Mansoor.
Can I go live?
Jan?
I'm being in charge to put
Thank you very much. I'm Jan Goodman, and I'm actually running as part of a team with Mansoor and Jonathan and Grace and myself. And when we put together that team, we actually looked at the importance of both intellectual and time commitment to Pacifica, and whether what people have done, and I am sure that both Reza and Sharon have absolute commitment to the Pacifica mission, but the three of us have each put in more than a decade. Maybe a decade and a half or two, towards working for Pacifica and trying to, in the last several years, revitalize Pacifica. I had been off of the board and happily supporting and being involved with other organizations and leading other organizations until I had been on the board for 6 years. And when I termed out, I was very happy to let other people take a leadership role and me to follow. And during that time, in fact, one of the things that I did was I founded the Paul Robeson Community Center Radio Training Project. And what we did there was to give training to young people of color in how to do radio. And one of the things that I learned there was the importance of pre-recording and editing radio programs. And this is very important, and it can be very important for Pacifica, because we have youthful voices going on Pacifica with a lot of vitality. But the sound quality, the production values, are such that people often want to turn them off. And one of the things that we really want to push is actually amping up our sound quality. Speaking of the Paul Robeson Community Center, I was lucky enough to grow up in an interracial family in South Los Angeles, and in Watts, in fact, 105th and Avalon. And that gave me, I was lucky enough to live in Watts, grow up there, and learn how to get along with everyone and be involved and work with everyone. And that has served me well through the many organizations that I've been involved with, and I've been in leadership capacity in the National Lawyers Guild, in the Paul Robeson Community Center, which I co-founded, the mission of which was interracial and intercultural understanding through education, and with Pacifica, many anti-war groups, and so forth. And I became a lawyer because I wanted to spend my life continuing to work on intercultural and social justice and economic justice and racial justice and peace. And that is what I have done. We are interested, I am interested, in having Pacifica come back to being run as a competent, professional organization, getting our finances back in order so that we can do the fundraising that we need to bring us back to where we need to be. And I have been involved in fundraising. In fact, one of the things that I have really pushed hard and tried to get Pacifica and our local station board to do is to do text-to-donate program. And as Doug pointed out earlier, everyone carries their cell phone with them. And if people, when they were motivated, could actually text and donate, we would be far more economically in advance of where we are now. But it is so hard. Is my time up? No. Okay. It is hard to change the culture. You know, we were in a situation where we need to get current. We need to have more streaming. We need to be streaming on all of our all the places that is possible, and to do fundraising. And we need to do this in a systematic manner. Being on the PNB is it is not ceremonial. It is hands-on. It is very hard work. And I'm asking for you to trust me, trust my running mates, to try to move forward. And I might say that four people could, electing the four of us could change the direction of Pacifica. And the reason I say this is that the way the board works is you need to have a majority, or close to a majority. And I think, and without that, we will continue in the PNB, Pacifica, will continue in the direction that we've been going for the last several years. And as Sharon said, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting the result that you've had. And so we need on a national level to change the direction. And the way to change the direction is to elect people who will change that direction. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jen. Grace Aaron.
Okay. Thanks for your attention, all of you. Well, I've been basically a lifelong peace activist, did a lot of work with Peace Action and Women's International League for Peace and Freedom and other organizations over the years. And besides being on the PNB currently, and I hope I'll get reelected, I was also on the national board from in 2008 and 2009. I was the chair of the national board in 2009, and I became automatically the interim executive director of the whole foundation in 2009 because there was no executive director. So I built up relationships across the network because I was the senior manager of all of Pacifica for 10 months. So, and I've continued to create those relationships and maintain those relationships at all of the stations with some of the affiliates and with the archives. I want to say that Jan and I were on the local board here from 2003 to 2009 together, so we know each other very well. And Jan and Jonathan and I have really been a terrific team on the national board. It's interesting because our strengths and our weaknesses are we're compatible. We don't step on each other's toes. I think I'd like to add Mansoor to that group. Mansoor has an incredible knowledge of Pacifica because he's been around for many years, I believe. He creates premiums. He's done this with, like, no compensation. He brings in, I would estimate between, or he can tell you, but probably $60,000 to $80,000 a year for KPFK. He knows a lot of people. He understands how this very complicated organization works. Now, I'm sure that Sharon would also be a good director, and Reza certainly has shown his dedication as well. I want to say that we have really made a lot of efforts to reach out to the other side, to people on the other side of the fence. Jan and I, for instance, made a trip all the way up to Berkeley to attend a cross-factional meeting in late September. That was quite an effort, and we thought it was very productive. We could do more in that regard, and we will, because that's what's needed. The national board is going to be divided factionally, probably, almost even, so we're going to have to reach out to other people, which we have been doing. I'd like to say that and the matter of diversity. Back in 2008, I pushed through on the local level a motion to increase the amount of programming devoted to East Asian issues, because it's a real, it's really something that KPFK has been negligent in. It passed, but sorry to say, it was never really implemented. I also recruited my very dear friend, a human rights activist, Yosha Manaka, who served for 3 years on the local board and was one of our best national board members ever. I served with him on the national board. He was a Worksman's Compensation Appeals Court judge. So I recruited an Asian judge to Pacifica, probably the only Asian ever to have served on the national board of Pacifica, I'm sorry to say. So I, and we passed recently, I believe in diversity in terms of subject matter, ethnicity, racial, and age. I'm dedicated to diversity, as are almost everybody here. I think that's something we have in common.